was wondering why John Sarkisian would recommend teaching people who don't know about Buddhism the aggregates of the condos and consciousness. I think that'd be confusing.
What was that again?
I'm wondering why Sarkisian would recommend that they teach people who don't know about Buddhism the five condos.
Well, I mean, I think one is that's he's assuming, and he's making one. He's questioning the. It's not so much like he's giving a catechism to go out and teach people, but how I see it is that he is questioning the monks themselves to see if they understand the teaching. So you're going off to live somewhere else. Do you have a good grasp of the teachings? And he's using that. That's how I read the sutta. So as opposed to him giving a kind of a catechism for them to go and rely on, but he's kind of directly questioning them as to what is there. Do they feel confident in the teaching, and do they know the fundamentals of their own teacher's teaching, so that they can understand it and therefore transmit it? I think also when he's asking, he's also sort of prefacing it by saying, there's going to be intelligent, discerning people who are going to ask you questions, and you want to be prepared to. So this is another take. So that these are, you're going to be particularly in India of that day, and even India at this day, you can be cornered by some people, and they're going to start asking you questions. And they want, and they're, intelligent, discerning people. So you don't want to be giving them some rinky-dink answer either. So, I mean, that's another take on it. I think also in terms of the Buddha's teaching and using the five khandhas as a distinguishing feature of his teaching, I think that's probably not, it's probably actually not a, on thinking about it, it's probably not a bad way of introducing his teaching, in that when you read some of the descriptions of the kind of catechism of the Ajita Kesa Kampala or whatever, and this Kutukatayana, these different ascetics at the time, it was a long litany of the nature of the universe and the nature of action, and for the Buddha to or a disciple of the Buddha to summarize the teachings by, there's these five khandhas that are the basis of your action and your interaction with the world. This is a good place to be starting your exploration and basing your spiritual investigation here rather than out of the world. That's another. There's several sort of takes on